Some lucky ones who benefited under the ZANU-PF championed land reforms in 2000 are now multiple farm owners. They forcibly took over land owned by white commercial farmers. Urungwe farmer Panashe Mtundusha, who is a pending land ownership Rengo case in Chinoy courts over the land allocation of 2 tree farm, says indications are that the land issue won't be resolved anytime soon in Zimbabwe.
Unfortunate that 36 years down the line, the land issue has not been resolved at all. And it's not the ZANU-PF government that is in a position to resolve the issue, since it has benefited from the improper redistribution of the land. Its officials have benefited from having multiple farms. It is the next government that is supposed to resolve the issue, but not the ZANU-PF government. It has failed.
He believes that people with multiple farms should surrender them to landless peasants.
We need a proper land audit. It's the only way to go. Those who have many farms, some of those farms should be taken and given to other people. And those who have farms which are bigger than the recommended maximum farm size, they should be cut, left with the proper sizes which conform to the constitution of Zimbabwe.
Mangura villager Onismo Tagarika supports such moves, adding that Zimbabwe should conduct a land audit that should result in the redistribution of land to some communal farmers, including women and the youth.
I think the land issue should be resolved by undertaking another land audit, whereby we are looking at blacks who are having large tracts of land while other blacks are still landless. For example, in Kariba, I find people were displaced by the construction of the Kariba Dam, and they are still landless up to this day. There's no rationale to say the land issue has been resolved.
Melody Chinowaita of Chinoya agrees, noting that the redistribution of land would play a critical role in addressing drought and other issues related to food insecurity. Chinowaita says women should benefit from a fresh land program.
We are left out with no land during the 2000 land reform exercise. Next time, more women should be allocated land if we are to minimize hunger in the country, because women till the land more than men.
A young Chinoy resident, Mishek Rangwani, says there are few people of his age group who were allocated land under the present agrarian reforms.
For the land reform, you'd realize that there is a national youth policy that was set aside, and that policy said 25% of every other resource that can be indigenized has to be given to the youth. But if you go on the ground, you'll find the land reform came, and if you are going to do head count, you realize that not even 10% of the youth had access to land. So from my own perspective, I think the government is not incorporating youth.
But ZANU-PF member Clifford Kupeko, a beneficiary of land reform, says all those who wanted land were given by ZANU-PF government, and most people are happy.
So land is very, very critical. And I'm glad to say, having elected Mugabe in 1980, riding on the promise that he is going to redistribute land to people, he has scored on that one. And the majority of people now own pieces of land. Everyone is happy about the land issue.
Some political analysts argue that it is likely that there will be another land revolution in Zimbabwe in the near future, targeted at multiple farm owners. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.